Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society. Welcome you to another segment of Adams County History. On our last Moments in Time, I spoke of the rise of ballroom dancing in Adams County. I spoke of a time when ballroom dancing was a favorite social and recreational activity for millions of Americans that included the people of Adams County and holds great memories for the older generation. I also told of people being fashionably dressed, with the women in cocktail dresses or even long gowns, and the men, of course, were in suits and ties with no casual, no sloppy dress allowed. We also heard that between 1920 and 1960, ballroom dancing was a very popular activity in Hastings and Adams County, with several sites being well known, with the most famous being Libs Park and the Winter Garden Ballroom. Even the high school students were involved, with chaperone dances being held at the YMCA, or very popular during the 1940s. During the 40s and the 50s, formerly common couples dances, including the Charleston in the 20s and the Lindy Hop in the 30s, gave way to the jitterbug, the bop, the swing, and still ballroom dancing incorporated all these styles to one degree during the Truman, the Eisenhower, and the Kennedy years. The Winter Garden closed, however, in the spring of 1960, in part because private establishments like the Elks and the Eagles all now had liquor licenses, which the Winter Garden lacked. This was part of a nationwide trend in the 1960s as public ballroom dancing began to decline everywhere once younger people embraced the new dance styles such as the twist and the mashed potato. These dances had partners standing apart and gyrating to pop or rock music, which generally came from records that were played on hi-fi equipment. And occasionally, there was live local teen bands. Still, people who enjoyed ballroom activities began to form their private organization to keep ballroom dancing alive. The first of these in Hastings was called La Danza Club, and was organized in October of 1960 for the purpose of fellowship and entertainment. The married couples only had about 40 couples that met on the first Saturday of the month from 8:30 p.m. to midnight, sometimes at the 4-H Activity Building at the fairgrounds. Maybe the Hastings Women Club on West 4th Street. Maybe the police station community room on South Burlington. By then, even ballroom dancers generally relied on recorded music. But there were special occasions when live music was provided, like by organist Joe Alleen and maybe Greg Benker. Sticking with tradition in the club's early days, the couples still dressed semi-formally for these events. Refreshments were served at intermission, and women were required to list their partners on their dance cards. The La Danza group, many of whom were members of First St. Paul's Lutheran Church, was in existence into the early 2000s, but finally ended its long association when the members aged and the numbers declined. And therefore, the last La Danza club dance was held on November 3rd, 2012. Another local dance group was called La Cinqua Dance Club. It was established in 1962. It had a membership of 50 invited couples. They danced at the Knights of Columbus Hall or maybe the Elks Club on North Denver. Everyone dressed in formal or semi-formal attire. The ladies were in cocktail dresses or long gowns, the men were in coats and ties. They would occasionally dance to live music provided by local or traveling musicians. And sometimes Even the Paul Moorhead Orchestra out of Omaha would come out and play for the group. It disbanded in the late 1980s due to the inability to find musicians that could play ballroom-style music. So, what happened to ballroom dancing in our county? Although it's still taught recently at Central Community College in Grand Island, and has some practitioners in Hastings, the big dance halls, the large ballroom events have faded from the scene. Libs Amusement Park was sold to the Hastings Housing Authority in 1960 and was replaced by a city park, swimming pool, tennis courts, and picnic grounds. The Winter Garden was sold to Nebraska Distributing in 1977 and is a storage area for Firestone Auto Center, which was downstairs. Today, the building, including the dance floor, is used solely for storage. The rise of television in the 50s and the 60s provided an alternative form of entertainment for young people, and TV shows like American Bandstand and Soul Train replaced Lawrence Welk and the Arthur Murray Dance Party, teaching youngsters how to dance to rock and roll, pop tunes, and modern music. For most Americans, though, the changing taste and recorded music of a new generation made the big bands and the ballroom dancing obsolete. So, outside of weddings and anniversary celebrations, the spirit and the enthusiasm for the great ballroom activities of the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s have disappeared. However, those unforgettable nights of smooth, fun dancing still provide the older generation with many, many fond memories. This Moment in Time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We invite you to listen, learn, and to please consider even joining our society, because it's very important for us to preserve the history of our county. You can also visit our website on adamshistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms inviting you to tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.